The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. During the supper, he said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we hear some consoling words. Do not let your hearts be troubled. How many things trouble us? Things weigh on our hearts, from little misunderstandings to great tribulations. Sickness, an accident, a suffering loved one, or a friend who is in need. Jesus tells us not to worry because this life is passing, and everything in it is a preparation for the next life, where suffering will be no more. Jesus was speaking to the apostles who were troubled that he was leaving them. His words reassured them that he would always be with them through faith. He wants us to know that Jesus Christ never leaves us behind. He knows everything we suffer and go through, and he does care. Jesus also prepares a place for us. Where he goes, there are many dwelling places. This is quite a promise from our Lord, who assures us we will have a personal place, somewhere particularly prepared for us. It is truly an amazing love. It is quite a feeling to arrive at a place where someone has prepared special details, knowing that you would enjoy them. This is how the Lord loves every single one of us. Finally, we remember the question Thomas asks Jesus. How can we know the way? It is a big question that gives us an answer from the mouth of Jesus himself. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This clear answer from our Lord serves as a guiding principle for people throughout time. When we are lost, Jesus is the way. When we are in darkness, Jesus is the light. When we are confused, Jesus reveals the truth. So, knowing this, we should take all that weighs our hearts down and bring it to the Lord to find light, truth, and guidance. Lord, grant me a deep and abiding faith that moves me to turn to you in all my troubles. Please help me find the peace that perfect abandonment to your will gives me.